Good evening at Don Morris Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer. The Silver Streaks boys basketball here resuming the Western Big Six Conference. And the roar of applause you might be hearing right now here at Don Morris Gym is honorary Alamann coach, freshman Jordan Smith, who's out in the center court circle. And young man battling cancer right now. They've got a fundraiser going on for him tonight. The chant for him right now. Everybody in terms of, well, not everybody, but many, many people wearing white T-shirts with Jordan's name on the front and the phrase, small but mighty. So kind of an emotional night here at Don Morris Gym. And obviously there haven't been many nights like this year for Alamann. You might have heard Coach Pat Rangel say in the pregame show, this is only the third game they have played at home all year long. Announcing some information right now about the information for Jordan and the raffle that they are holding for him. As boy, it's nice to see Jim out there with a big old grin on his face. He's pretty excited about this. So again, kind of an emotional night here. And well, Alamann played an emotional game at Moline here a few weeks ago, as it was an emotional night that night at home for Moline, and it didn't work out so well. So maybe the Silver Streaks hoping they can kind of take advantage of that here tonight as well.
Yeah, that's a really neat story here. And I think after that young man knows that everybody in this gymnasium is with him. In fact, the public address announcer said, let's stand as we fight with him as he is battling that disease. The entire team now is out on center court huddling around the top of him. It's a really, really great idea by the folks here at Alamann.
Might watch the TV news out of the Quad Cities tonight. They got a camera right there in the middle of it looking down on it. So a neat moment here at Don Morris Gymnasium. Pioneers coming in at 1-3 in the Western Big Six. The Silver Streaks are 0-4. Alamann a winning record overall at 10-7. Silver Streaks at 9-13, snapping that five-game losing streak with a win over Kankakee on Monday night to wrap up the Martin Luther King Tournament. Alamann starts Adam Hoogerwerf, a 5'10", 150-pound junior who averages 8 points a game. John Barrett, a 6'1 senior, comes in averaging 7 a game. Alex Kelly, a 6'3 senior, averaging just over 2 points a game. Mitchell Morrissey, the big man down low at 6'5, also a senior, averaging 7.5 a game. And then Tyler Yoakum, the offense starts and ends with him pretty much, averaging 22.5 points a game. With Morrissey and Aslan Butler in the center court circle, we're going to try take two on the jump ball to get this game underway. Silver Streaks wearing the road black. One of the rare conference games that's played here at Don Morris Gym. The only other one is when the Quincy Blue Devils come to town and the Silver Streaks win the tip. On the outside left wing, Aslan Butler down low, entry pass to Austin Garnett. Double team, skips it back out to Butler. Pioneers start off in his own defense. Right side over it goes to Ross right in front of the Alamann bench. Top of the circle, Gibson swings it left over to Carson Cheeseman. Entry pass again to Garnett, now back outside. Wide open, Butler swishes a three and the Streaks score first.
Many times that's our first look down the court. That time again, Butler a little bit more out high than he is sometimes out on a wing, but a good two steps behind the arc. That time he drained the opening shot.
Had a little more arch to his shot too,
yes,
which is nice to see. All right, here's Alamann's first offensive possession. John Barrett, the senior on the outside, skips it right side into the corner to Hoogerwerf. Now back up top, goes right back to Barrett. They swing it left over to Yoakum, who starts to penetrate, cut off at the free throw line. Right side it goes into the corner. Now bring it back out. Barrett, entry pass to Morrissey. Steps inside the free throw line, trying to post up Austin Garnett. Lost the handle on it. Chases it down into the corner. Back out to Hoogerwerf. Drives to the top of the circle, guarded by Lamont Ross as the Streaks start off in a man defense. Between the circles, Morrissey down low, right through the hands of Alex Kelly, out of bounds. First turnover of the game. Gives the Silver Streaks the ball back, leading 3-0.
Let him a little bit. Kelly probably should have had that ball, though. For a big man, you got to grab that ball when it comes in there, and he let it trickle out of bounds. So the Streaks look like they'll face a half court 2-2-1 to start off.
They break the press. Entry pass into Grant Gibson, gets it out to Lamont Ross. Fakes left, drives, pulls up, shoots at the free throw line and scores. Galesburg makes its first two shots, now leads 5-0.
Yeah, not really impressed with the Alamann defense that time. Ross faked left, went right in the middle of the lane. Nobody ever picked him up. He just had a wide open jump shot just inside the free throw line.
Sophomores won tonight by 14, 61-47, their first win in the Western Big Six. On the left side, Barrett, guarded by Gibson, whistle away from the ball. We've got two men going against each other, and that'll be an Alamann foul against Kelly, I believe. Nope, they're going to give it on Morrissey instead. So two possessions, two turnovers for Alleman, including their first team foul.
Yeah, I've seen harder picks set than that one by Morrissey that didn't get called, but we'll take it as we were trying to fight around it. Carson Cheeseman got bumped a little bit, and we got the call.
Left corner, Garnett. Left wing, Aslan Butler. Well, they're going to leave him wide open. Now he steps up to the arc. They cover him up. He passes it back out. On the right side, Gibson. Just surprised they left Butler that open after he already knocked down one perimeter jumper. Garnett hands off to Aslan. Same shot. Garnett sets the screen. Aslan's three, this time off the front of the rim. And the long rebound out to Ross for the Silver Streaks. That's Galesburg's first miss. But they get an offensive rebound and a second chance at it, leading 5-0. Under 5.5 to go first quarter. Ross in the left elbow, top of the circle, around the screen. Butler gets free, short on another three, and the rebound pops out along the baseline. Cheeseman tries to save it, but it's back to Alleman.
Well, and therein, I think why you're seeing Alleman leave Butler, he hit the first shot, but his three-point percentage is not very good, and he missed the next two. And I think Alleman would love to have Galesburg just stand outside and shoot threes all night. This is a team in Alleman. We can get some things done if we drive the lane. I would much rather see us take some chances there, maybe get to the free throw line than to stand out here and try three-pointers all night.
Yoakum drives in, gets a bump called from Carson Cheeseman, trying to cut him off on the right side. That'll be the first foul against the Silver Streaks. Jim mentioned Butler's three-point percentage. He's at under 32% on the season, 23 of 73 coming into the game, and he makes one of his first three here. 5-0 Galesburg, 5 minutes to go first quarter. On the right side, Kelly brings it out, top of the circle. Yoakum fakes left, drives right. Gibson comes over too late. A basket and a blocking foul. Yoakum has a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, you let the side of the lane open up like that for Yoakum, and he's not going to hesitate. Went right after it and a chance for the traditional three-point play.
He faked left, and Cheeseman bit on the fake, yep. And that allowed him to go right, and he had it wide open in the lane.
Yeah, and really Yoakum a little bit different as he makes a free throw than say, Lindauer of Moline. Traditionally, Lindauer more of a spot-up three-point shooter, but this Yoakum, a guy that can really penetrate well and has a lot of shots in his arsenal.
Bounce pass down low to Gibson, draws a quadruple team out to Butler for another three, and that one's too long, and the rebound pops out. Good rebound by Austin Garnett, finding off two pioneers. Now left it goes to Butler, cut off along the baseline. He'll bring it back out.
Yeah, I don't really understand, because the other teams in the conference, we can't get shots off inside because they have a big guy. But Alleman does not have that shot blocker in. There we go. We got to get inside against these guys.
They get it into Aslan. Comes up short. The rebound pops right back to him. Outside Ross for three. That one's off the mark. Another rebound for the Silver Streaks. Garnett's putback won't go. Scramble for it on the floor. Three Silver Streaks tie it up, and Alleman will get it back. After all that, Silver Streaks make their first two shots of the game. They're 0-for since then, but still lead by two with 4:08 to go. First quarter.
Well, maybe we'll light up and hit 8 or 10 tonight, but I just feel like we're playing right into Alleman's hands if we stand out there and shoot three-pointers, because look at our point totals over the last couple of weeks. We're not a very good shooting team. We need a higher percentage shot. We can get them tonight if we have some patience.
Galesburg comes in under 38% from the field as a team this season. Yoakum on the right side, driving in. Cheeseman cuts him off this time. Pass over left side. Now onto the wing it goes to Barrett. Looking, Gibson covering him up. Dribbles it back out between the circles and gets it over to Hoogerwerf in the midcourt circle. Yoakum with it right in front of us on the sideline here, right at center court with the student section to our right. Yoakum tries to drive right, and another hand check foul called on the Silver Streaks. And if that's on Cheeseman, that's two. And Kendall Thompson goes to the bench, ready to come in for the Silver Streaks. Two team fouls, both on Carson Cheeseman here in the early going. 3:38 to go first quarter. Galesburg still on top by two, 5-3. Alleman has only one shot in the game. A couple of turnovers as well. But they have the ball here trying to tie it up. Ross deflects the inbound pass, but Morrissey gets it for Alleman. Yoakum with it now. Hoogerwerf in the midcourt circle. Thompson comes out to guard him. Streaks pretty well stuck to the man defense so far in the first quarter. Out high, Morrissey. Right side under the corner it goes to Hoogerwerf. Back up top. Yoakum with it now. Works his way right. Shoots a three. Comes up with an air ball. Rebound tried to save under the basket by the Pioneers. It's out of bounds. Back to Galesburg.
See if Kendall Thompson can bring a little offense. Carson Cheeseman checked out, mainly a defender. Kendall, if he gets some opportunities, can do some things offensively here. Small court, though, seems tiny here. That's right down here by the court. And his fans right on top of the action here at Don Morris Gym.
On both sides of the court, right on top of the action. Thompson between the circles, fakes right, passes left, over to Ross on the wing. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 5-3 Galesburg. Lamont Ross drives, kicks it over to Thompson, who hits the three from the wing.
Right on cue, Kendall Thompson, thank you much.
Thompson shooting just under 35% of the season from three-point range, but he's got to be open, and he was wide open there. Pretty well set shot that he shoots from the outside. Inlet pass to Morrissey inside the free throw line, dishes it out to Yoakum. Fakes right, drives left, dishes it off into the right side. Baseline shot rolls off the mark, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg. Kelly's miss gives the Streaks a chance at a defensive rebound, but they couldn't come up with it. And a chance for Alleman. Down five, 2:23 to go first quarter to cut the deficit here. Streaks have led the whole way so far, scoring the first five. On the inbound, Streaks lost Herterwerf, and then they foul him at the end as he lays it up and in. Reach-in foul called on Lamont Ross. Streaks completely lost Hoogerwerf, cutting in from the left side all the way around the arc to the right side, around a couple of screens, and a chance at a three-point play here.
Well, hopefully if Grant Gibson gets some opportunities inside tonight, he'll be able to cash in. He's had a tough go of it in conference play because, as we mentioned earlier, most teams have somebody in there 6'5", 6'6", that really gets up, and he's had a lot of shots blocked. Maybe tonight, with a good head and shoulder fake, he can get up and under and get some shots down.
Morrissey sits down for Alleman. Pat Ewald, a 6'2 senior, is into the game for the first time for the Pioneers. Hoogerwerf makes the free throw. So all of Alleman's 6 points have come on two and one plays, traditional three-point plays with a basket and a foul. And the Silver Streaks lead is 8-6 here with 2:21 to go in the first quarter. And now the officials can have a little conference here at the top of the arc to our right. Alleman's end of the floor. Coach Pat Rangel has his arms out. He's questioning something. And he's got Sam Perman into the game for the Pioneers, a 6'2 junior. Now he's got to come back to the scoring table. Alleman had six players on the floor. I think Rangel was saying, I didn't want him in the game yet. So 2:21 to go, first quarter. Silver Streaks with the ball, leading 8-6. Yoakum will pick up defensively Kendall Thompson at half court. Kendall brings it across, left side, Butler. Top of the circle, Gibson works his way right to Lamont Ross in front of the Alleman bench. Skip pass left side over to Butler. Fakes left, drives in the lane, jump stop, puts it up and in off the glass. Five for Aslan Butler, half of the Streaks' points. They lead by 4, 10-6.
He cut clear across the lane and down to the low blocks and never traveled or never got called for it. Big step.
Between the circles, pass left side to Hoogerwerf on the wing. Top of the circle, Kelly comes out with it. Right side three on the way, a little bit long for Barrett. Rebound knocked out of Butler's hands. Ross saves it on the baseline. Alleman scrambles for it on the far sideline. Ewald falls down in front of the Streaks bench, and Galesburg gets it back.
The ultimate loose ball rebound that time as the Silver Streaks fall, which changed for years. It used to be flip-flopped, and now we're looking at the Galesburg bench on our right across the court, and it's taking a little getting used to.
Under a minute and a half to go, first quarter, 10-6 is the Galesburg lead. Quick three by Garnett, but he knocks it down. Two passes in that possession. A quick three by Austin Garnett. Streaks now lead 13-6 with a minute 15 to go, first quarter. Bounce pass and a kick by Kendall Thompson out of bounds. Alleman will inbound it just to our right, right below us, right in front of us in the Alleman student section. Chad Johnson into the game for the Silver Streaks as Aslan Butler sits down. Alleman student section always been right on top of us to our right, so much so that it's hard to see the corner sometimes. In fact, we're completely obliterated with the viewpoint here. Here's Yoakum driving, works his way to that spot, pulls up from 14 feet, comes up short, and the rebound pops out to Austin Garnett. He's got three rebounds in the game already. Hesitation drive by Thompson, drives baseline into the corner. Johnson for three, a little bit short, rolls to the weak side to Ewald for the rebound. Into the front court quickly. Yoakum cut off outside the top of the arc. He'll swing it right over to Hoogerwerf. With 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, a 7-point Silver Streaks lead. Galesburg has led the entire way after scoring the first five of the game. Skip pass left into the corner. Quick entry pass down low. Johnson and Thompson collide with each other. And a travel called as the deflection went to Pat Ewald, who also fell down under the basket. And that goes as the third Pioneer turnover. Streaks a little fortunate there. Good defense by Johnson and Thompson, but they negated each other and almost left Ewald wide open under the basket.
Yeah, I think Thompson got the worst of it there. Chad Johnson a little bigger and had a little more momentum as they both hit the floor.
Thompson across midcourt. Somehow, I think he bounced it off his hip of that pass to Grant Gibson and then threw it away to Chad Johnson out of bounds. That's just the first Galesburg turnover?
Yeah. Yeah, I really would have liked to see if have a little time recognition there with 21 seconds left. That's one of those where if you're paying attention, you go ahead and get the final shot of the quarter, already up 13-6. And I don't think just a couple of the players knew what the situation was there. So Alamut will get a chance to cut into that lead here as we go down the stretch in the first quarter.
Coach Mike Reynolds gets Trevon Diggins into the game. Lamont Ross sits down as he has one foul, so he doesn't want him to pick up a second playing defensively here with the 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. Diggins' first action into the game, and he'll bring some life off the bench energetically, and he will guard Jokic. Streaks pretty well stuck to the man defense the entire first quarter. Ryan Carl also into the game for the Silver Streaks. Here's a lob, back door, then Alleman couldn't handle it. Off the hands of Mitchell Morrissey, up in the air. He loses it out of bounds. Just like that, Mike Reynolds going to get Lamont Ross back into the game, and Diggins will sit down. So an offense for defense replacement here with 6.4 seconds to go.
Streaks having a pretty good first quarter, but it makes you wonder how Alleman ever beat Moline, because they do not look very sharp at this point.
Up court quickly, Kendall Thompson down to three to go. Swing it right side over to Ross. He'll have to loft the three, and he overthrows the basket. That's the end of the first quarter. Galesburg by 7, 13-6. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you break out,
WGIL is proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Kids age 12 and up are invited to join the crowd at the library for Chapter Chompers to talk about books they love to read and pick out on snacks. It's Tuesday the 24th, 6:30 to 7:30. They'll cover a Suzanne Collins book called Catching Fire. Get details at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Kids age 12 and up are invited to join the crowd at the library for Chapter Chompers to talk about books they love to read and pick out on snacks. It's Tuesday the 24th, 6:30 to 7:30. They'll cover a Suzanne Collins book called Catching Fire. Get details at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers 13-6. Galesburg has the ball to start the second quarter. Thompson, Johnson, Ross, Carl, and Garnett. No substitutions for the Silver Streaks at the quarter break. Sideline pass deflected out of bounds by the Pioneers. Silver Streaks get it back.
Many, if not most, of the names you hear playing basketball, probably ones you heard during the football season. Alleman, a school that's usually football first, as evidenced by their win totals over the years.
Chad Johnson double-teamed. Another double-team. Finally, the pass, he managed to hang on to it once, but the second pass got deflected and stolen away, this time by the Pioneers. Yoakum with it on the outside, crosses over Garnett, drives into the lane, and an offensive foul called. Ryan Carl there waiting for it. And a good job by the Silver Streaks defensively. Got two help side defenders, came over and blocked off the lane, and Yoakum gets called for the foul. And the fifth Alleman turnover, just their second team foul.
Good job by Carl, and a good job by the Galesburg coaching staff, I think, to know the, have the players be ready for those penetration moves by Yoakum. Several times we've been there waiting for him.
Bounce pass, skips it over right side to Chad Johnson. He'll bring it back out, tries to get it past John Barrett, who kicks it out of bounds right in front of the Alleman bench. Johnson will inbound it there, just underway in the second quarter. Streaks lead 13-6.
One of the Alleman players that we did not hear during football is Yoakum. He's strictly a basketball guy, and I guess it's kind of evidenced by his performance, because he puts all his time into that and has over the years.
Bad pass on the inside intended for Carl, stolen away by the Pioneers. Yoakum, in fact, only the eighth player in Alleman history to score over 1,000 points. He was recognized here tonight. In the lane, Morris, who drives in on Ryan Carl. Chad Johnson comes over from the weak side, reaches in, gets called for a slapping foul on the arm. That's his first. And the 15th foul on Galesburg, 6:39 to go in the first half. Sophomores won tonight, 61-47. Two of Alleman's 6 points have come from the free throw line. And they're going to get a couple more of them here with Mitchell Morrissey there to shoot a couple of free throws. But he's a good guy to put at the line, only 45% of the season, although he looked awfully good on that first one. That one was perfect.
Yeah, nice release, perfect trajectory, nothing but net on that one. odds would say his next one will clank off. We'll find out.
According to the statistics, anyway. First point of the second quarter for either team. We played a minute and 21 seconds. That second free throw is really good, too.
Must have been practicing this week.
13-8, Galesburg by 5. Thompson across midcourt. Alleman sags back into his own here in this possession. A 2-3. Again, a bad pass on the outside, deflected and stolen away. Yoakum spins in the lane with one hand, forces it up. Comes up empty. And the rebound by Lamont Ross, who turned it over on the outside and gets it back on the inside with a rebound. His second board of the game, Galesburg by 5, still looking for their first points of the second quarter. We've played 2 minutes. In the right corner, Garnett draws a trap, skips it out. Thompson gets it just before Yoakum can bat it away.
Alleman taking more defensive chances out on the perimeter now to cover up three-point shooting. Let's look for some openings inside.
Streaks put up 9 three-point attempts of their 12 shots in the first quarter, made 3 of them. Lead by 5, 13-8. Thompson on the outside, inlet pass to Ryan Carl into the right corner, over the head of Austin Garnett, out of bounds. 4 turnovers now in the second quarter for Galesburg, I believe, in 4 possessions.
Yeah.
Streaks have not gotten off a shot yet.
Well, and what you'd love to see right there, I mean, Ryan Carl has the ball, what, 6 feet from the basket?
Pretty close.
Turn around, shoot, Ryan. I mean, even if it doesn't go in, that's the best chance that we're going to have, and that's the way you've got to beat this zone defense. You get it in the middle, take it.
There's a drive by Hookerwerf, and he gets the shot to roll through. Just like that, Alleman within 3 now at 13-10. They've made 1 of 2 shots here in the second quarter. So Streaks still looking for their first shot. On the outside, baseline into the corner, Garnett looking, skips it back out to Aslan Butler. Swinging around left to Kendall Thompson. Back out high to Ross, nearly stolen away. Gets it over to Thompson. Penetrates, cut off on the low blocks. Dishes it back out to Gitson. Now into the right corner, baseline by Garnett. Rims in and out. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Alleman. But the Pioneers are going to get it back. Mamadou Berry went up for it, had a hand on it. I think it's exactly what Mike Reynolds is saying there on the sideline. Berry was the one who had the hand on it. Not sure quite how they're getting it back, but they are here.
Yeah, Berry's helped bring a lot more energy into this Alleman defense. They look like a whole new team this quarter. They're getting out on the ball much better.
Penetration in the lane. Garnett may have gotten away with a blocking foul, but it comes up as a miss for John Barrett. Grant Gibson with a rebound. Streak still hanging in there, leading by 3 with only 1 shot attempt and 4 turnovers in this second quarter. Cheeseman back into the game, double team, skip pass out high. Now left corner it goes. Butler for 3, short, rebound. Cheeseman put back good and a foul. Anyway, Carson get the streaks on the board finally, 3.5 minutes into the second quarter. Gets Galesburg back on top by 5 and a chance at a 3-point play here.
For Carson Cheeseman, that's an opportunity that doesn't present itself very often, or for any player his size to be under the basket and just have it come right down to him on a carom and be able to put that back up and in.
Free throw up and off to the left. Missed badly. Morrissey with the rebound. Foul on Mamadou Berry for Alleman. Silver Streaks lead by 5, 15-10, 4:20 to go, first half. Left side, Hookerwerf on the elbow. Bounce pass, now into the corner it goes. Morrissey reverses it back out high. Hookerwerf drives, bad idea, right into Carson Cheeseman. Ball on the floor, picked up by Butler. 6 turnovers on the Pioneers. Aslan to the free throw line, in the lane, puts a shot up, off the back of the rim. Morrissey with a rebound for the Pioneers. Good aggressive move by Aslan. Like the idea to take it inside. Alleman back on offense now. Here's Yoakum with it. Only 4 shot attempts in the game. Here's a long 3. That one goes in and out. Rebound knocked out of Grant Gibson's hands. Scramble for it on the floor. The officials call a tie-up with the ball loose on the floor. And the alternating possession keeps it with Alleman.
Yeah, that 3-pointer by Yoakum, that was out in Lindauer territory, the wild shooter from Moline. He'll go way behind the arch. And Yoakum was there, just had it rim in and out. So far, other than getting some points inside, he hasn't hurt us much.
Told you we'd mention what's going on with Moline. We'll work that way, try to work that in here in the first half. Another loss of Adam Hookerwerf cutting in from the outside. This time he gets fouled with the shot not going down. Foul on Aslan Butler. That's a 16 foul on Galesburg. And Hookerwerf will go to the line where he's 68% on the season. Situation up at Moline with Anthony Lindauer is that he's been suspended. According to the Moline Dispatch, 4 or 5 games is what Todd Rosenthal, the athletic director for the Maroons, told the Dispatch. As Hookerwerf makes the first free throw, he's got 6 points now, 6 of Alleman's 11. Pioneers trail by 4. Something happened outside of school, apparently, and one source told the Moline Dispatch there may be more players who are suspended as well before it's all said and done. So for at least the next 4 games, as Hookerwerf makes the second free throw, no Anthony Lindauer for Moline, the leading scorer in the Western Big Six. And, of course, they're already playing without Jamari Atwater, who broke his leg in the Galesburg game. So,
and, of course, we are at Wharton Fieldhouse a week from tonight.
Right. The earliest they would get him back is against Quincy, which is not until February. On the left side, Butler between two defenders manages to hang on to the dribble enough to get it back to Ross. Now on the right side, Gibson in the lane. Fakes the pass, picks up his dribble, needs to get it outside, and does so. Butler with it now, back to Ross between the circles. And another kick out of bounds by the Pioneers. Streaks Lynn Bennett right in front of the Alleman bench. 3:05 to go first half. Galesburg still leading 15-12, despite shooting just, 6 of 16 in this game. But we're almost used to that now, right? Austin Garnett pushed, drew a double team in the corner, and a push foul called, I believe, on Morrissey. If so, that's his second, and it is. So the biggest man on the roster for the Pioneers may have to go to the bench here with 2 fouls.
Well, we've not responded well since Alleman has cranked up the pressure with their zone defense here. We've only got 2 points in this period, under 3 minutes to go before half.
Into Grant Gibson. He takes it right at Morrissey, who stayed on the floor, faked left, drove right, put it up and in. First points of the game, in fact, first shot of the game for Grant Gibson. Galesburg by 5.
Yeah, so you can't make that move against D'Angelo Dean of Quincy or Tavian Johnson of UT, but here in this game, you can make it work. I hope Grant goes back to it.
Foul on Grant Gibson as the streak straw double team on Tyler Yoakum, and that's the second foul of the game on Grant Gibson now. Two on Carson Cheeseman as Tyler Yoakum will go to the free throw line.
Mike Reynolds looking down, grumbling. You can pretty well guess he wasn't very happy with that. We caught a break as Yoakum missed the free throw.
He still has only 3 points. 1 for 5 shooting in the game. Now he'll make this one as the streaks turn it over out high again, where they've given it up so many times, and Yoakum lays it up on the run out.
Yeah, ball handling's been really bad here in the second quarter, and we've seen that nice lead we had in the first quarter get whittled down.
17-14, Galesburg by 3. Cheeseman, inlet pass to Gibson. Pull up from 14 feet, rolls off. Rebound deflected loose. Garnett gets a hand on it. Out to Tyler Yoakum. Leads the break. Driving pass, Lamont Ross. Runs into Grant Gibson, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Gibson. The shot went down, and Grant's going to have to go to the bench with 3 fouls, and Mike Reynolds wants an explanation.
I think many times when you have a player that attacks the basket consistently, you may get them for a foul or two on the charge, but the officials are very rarely going to call the same guy for 4 or 5 charges. They're going to kind of even out the fouls unless it's really blatant. I think that was the case there. They'd already whistled him up for one last time, so they gave the defense the foul.
And Yoakum makes the free throw this time. And that ties the game for the first time tonight at 17 apiece. And let's be honest, Lamont Ross got away with a foul before the blocking foul as Yoakum drove past Lamont. He reached around and hacked him from the backside trying to get the foul. That would have benefited the Silver Streaks because that would have been a foul on the floor. Instead, Yoakum took it into the basket and drew the blocking foul on Grant Gibson, got the 3-point play. Tied at 17, under 2 minutes to go first half. Butler skip pass over to Carson Cheeseman. Gibson has to sit down, Garnett back into the game with Butler, Johnson, Ross, and Cheeseman. Haslam fakes from the right corner, draws a double team, went up for the fake, and he left his pivot foot. Streaks have now turned it over 7 times in the quarter for the game.
Really solid first quarter for the Silver Streaks. Back to our old habits, bad habits here in the second quarter.
Streaks knock one out of bounds in the backcourt by Cheeseman. Kendall Thompson will come back in for the Silver Streak. Coach Mike Reynolds wants to get Cheeseman to the bench so he doesn't pick up a 3rd foul. Ross, Butler, Johnson, Garnett, and now Thompson for the Silver Streaks. Hookerwerf skip pass right side. Over to Yoakum down in front of us on the sideline. Now they'll scoot it back left. Back over to Yoakum right. He's going to shoot a long 3 and knocks it down. Alleman with its first lead of the game now. At 20-17, they've scored 8 in a row. Yoakum with 8 in the quarter, 11 for the game. 11 of the Pioneers' 20 points.
Yoakum was honored before the game for being selected all-tournament team at Christmas, had his trophy there.
Bad pass, stolen away by Yoakum. Leads the break to the other end. Lost the handle on it, guarded by Kendall Thompson. He went up for it, knocked out of his hands. It's out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to get it back.
Also, as Brad mentioned, over 1,000-point scorer now for Alleman, eighth on their career list. He was honored for that. And Alleman fans thought there should be a foul there, but I thought it was a good no call.
Coach Mike Reynolds really letting the officials have it. Now Alleman pushing the Streaks out. Thompson works out of it, gets it over to Butler on the right baseline, draws a triple team, ducks underneath, gets it over to Johnson. Outside. They'll work it back to the top of the arc. Streaks will reset the offense with 35 seconds to go in the first half. Galesburg trailing for the first time. Garnett, backdoor cut, throws it behind Lamont Ross. Streaks turn it over. Yoakum penetrating, weaving between the defenders, pulls it back out on the left wing, and now a blocking foul call on Kendall Thompson. 19th foul on the Streaks. Yoakum gets a 1-1 here with 20.6 seconds to go in the first half.
Yoakum with ball energy. He's very quick, relentless on both ends. And the Streaks, I think, got a little tired of chasing him around that time as he got bumped out high by Kendall Thompson.
Yoakum to the free throw line, 2 for 3 in the game. First one up and off the back of the rim. They don't get the second opportunity. Butler yanks the rebound away from Mamadou Berry, who reached in and got a foul called on him, trying to knock it out of Butler's hands. The Streaks fortunate.
Yeah.
Again.
Yoakum's missed two front ends of 1-1s here. Unusual.
And the Streaks, with 19 seconds to go, will attempt to hold for the last shot, try to get within one or tie the game heading into halftime. They've turned it over 9 times in this quarter, though. Down to 9 seconds to go. Garnett, left side, Lamont Ross with 6. Between the circles, top of the arc, Johnson with 3, shoots it away off the back of the rim. Yoakum with the rebound, and that's the end of the first half. Streaks down 20-17. Alleman scores the final 8 points of the first half, and the Silver Streaks trail for the first time in the game, and it's halftime. When we come back on the OSS St. Mary Medical Center halftime show, we get a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when the team comes out of the locker room. Also take a look at first half statistics as well. Try to get you some scoring updates from around the Western Big Six. At last check, there were no updates to give you. So I'll see if we've got some of that for you coming up on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. Coming up next, Streaks down 3 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is John Fuller for Focus on the Family. And coming up this weekend, how parents and their teenagers can change. Why marriage mentoring is valuable to young couples. And one family's dramatic journey into foster care adoption. We'll introduce you to their 14 children. Learn more on the next Weekend Magazine.
Listen for Focus on the Family's Weekend Magazine, Sunday morning at 7 here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Buy One, Get One Free Egg McMuffin, now at McDonald's. You can't argue with a free Egg McMuffin. Well, you can. You'll just be wasting valuable time when you could be eating the Egg McMuffin. Not to mention, you'll look sort of silly arguing with a sandwich. So in conclusion, buy one Egg McMuffin, get one free to eat. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, price of single item posted on menu board.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare.
Halftime at Don Morris Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks trail the Alleman Pioneers 20-17. Pioneers score the final 8 points of the first half to take their first and only lead of the game here at halftime. At Rock Island, the Rocks lead Quincy 13-8 after one quarter. And at Moline, no Anthony Lindauer, no Jamari Atwater, and the Maroons lead United Township 10-4 after one quarter. With those two guys out, how do they hold UT to 4 points in the first quarter?
Yeah,
but wow. They're doing it.
Well, it usually starts with defense at Moline. It has when Frank Dexter was there, and it is still when Ryan Weber is there. And I'm sure he preached that even harder going into tonight's game, realizing how offensively challenged they were going to be, not only without, as you said, Atwater, obviously, for the year, but now Lindauer out with the suspension. And, I'm sure he challenged the players who were going to hit the court, said, you got to get it done, and so far they responded.
So far, with just one quarter gone there. Halftime here at Don Morris Gym, streaks down 20-17. Sophomores won 61-47. Jim, let's run through the numbers, tell our listeners how we got to this point, although turnovers, again, going to be a big part of the story.
Yeah, those 9 turnovers in the second quarter, just really unacceptable for the Silver Streaks. It's a bad quarter as they gave up what they had done pretty well in the first quarter, had only one turnover, but the Ottoman defensive pressure was tremendous in that second quarter. They were just kind of standing back, letting us take it to them in the first quarter, and they made the change they needed to, and we did not respond. So 10 turnovers first half for Galesburg and 7 for Ottoman. Field goal percentage, Galesburg started strong but finished kind of weak, 7 of 19, 37%. Well, Alleman, 6 of 13, 46%. Rebounds, 12 for the Streaks and 9 for the Pioneers. So on the balance sheet, pretty much what you see on the scoreboard, a 3-point Alleman lead, and all those directly responsible because of the 9 Galesburg second quarter turnovers.
And the fouls didn't help either. They sent Alleman to the free throw line 9 times in the first half, where the Pioneers made 7 of them. Pioneers just 1 of 5 from three-point range, so the Streaks fortunate there. Galesburg just 3 of 11 from behind the arc, and they missed their only free throw attempt in the first half. Pioneers lead 20-17 when we come back on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. Give you the individual scoring numbers for both of these teams. Also get a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when the team comes out of the locker room. Alleman 20, Galesburg 17 at the half. You're listening to the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Show on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Pratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today to start saving.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons in Galesburg, dine in, carry out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, there is a winter weather advisory in effect until midnight tonight. Cloudy, snow possible throughout the evening. Total accumulations up to 3 inches, the low 10 overnight. Saturday, sunny and 25. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Steady temperatures around 22. Sunday, cloudy with a chance of rain in the afternoon. Look for a high near 42. Sunday night, cloudy, a chance of rain or snow. The overnight low near 32. Right now, we are at 15 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you at Don Morris Gymnasium at Alleman High School in Rock Island. Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks boys basketball here. Halftime, and the Silver Streaks trail the Pioneers 20-17. Take a look at the first half individual scoring for both of these teams. Start off with the Pioneers. Leading scorer in the game, Tyler Yoakum with 11 of the Pioneers' 20. Adam Hookerwerf has 7. So the two of those guys combine 18 of their 20 points. Mitchell Morrissey has the other 2 on a couple of free throws. For the Silver Streaks, Haslin Butler with 5 in the first half. Kendall Thompson, Austin Garnett each with 3. Carson Cheeseman, Lamont Ross, and Grant Gibson all have 2. So better balance, more contributions for more players, but just not enough from anybody at this point with the Streaks trailing 20-17. But when you turn it over 9 times, it's hard to score in one quarter.
Well, you know, when And there's a situation where our team just lacks that confident leader. That second quarter, we needed somebody to calm things down, to say, put it in my hands, we'll get things set up, or I'm going to take it, score some points here. And we looked like we had five guys say, here, I want it, you take it. Here, you take it. I don't want it. And then you get turnovers and you get transition baskets on the other end. And we can't play like we did in the second quarter and expect to win this game. We've got to figure something out.
We've got, yeah, it's like we got five kids on the floor interested in passing the ball, but nobody's right. interested in shooting the ball.
Right, man, and nobody really wants to have it in their hands to dribble and to take care of it for very long either.
Jim will head over here. He'll get a word with the Streaks assistant, Steve Cheeseman, as the team is back out of the locker room. I want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL for providing our transportation to Alleman tonight. Galesburg Nissan, providing us with a 2011 Nissan Murano. If you have not driven a Murano yet, well, you just don't know what you're missing out on. And on a night like this, when the roads can be a little slick and maybe a little hazardous, the Murano just handles it beautifully. So we invite you to check out the 2011 Nissan Murano at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Comfortable ride, warm ride, a smooth ride, and lots of pre-owned certifieds available for you. Includes 100,000-mile limited warranty and many, many other benefits to the pre-owned certified program at Galesburg Nissan. Our thanks to General Manager Jeff Klink and all the folks at Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to all Silver Streaks games on the road, football, girls basketball, and boys basketball throughout 2011 and 12 here on WGIL. 20-17 Alleman at the half. They scored the final 8 points of the second quarter, thanks largely to the Silver Streaks' inability to get off any shots. We're under a minute to go at halftime, and Streaks have been out on the floor shooting some warm-ups, but not sure if the coaching staff's going to come back out or not. There they are, and maybe we'll get a quick word in with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman here as he heads over Jim's direction. There won't be a whole lot of time to talk about it. Coach Mike Reynolds still giving the officials an earful when he headed to the locker room. Seems to be a little calmer coming back out. Steve Cheeseman clearing some things up at the scoring table, checking in, letting him know who's the starting five in the third quarter, and let's send things over to Jim now.
All right, Steve, the big question, how do we attack that zone that killed us in the second quarter?
We lost our aggressiveness, and we've really been coming with the aggressiveness part of attack, and we've got to get our man in the middle open, attack it there, use pass fakes. Instead of playing so much catch out front, we've got to attack north and south. If we do that, we're going to be okay.
We'll look for it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman for giving us at least a little bit of time when the team comes out of the locker room for the Pioneers. They'll send Kelly and Morrissey back out onto the floor, along with Hoogerwerf, Barrett, and Yoakum. Silver Streaks will start Kendall Thompson and Chad Johnson in the second half. So Grant Gibson continues to sit with those three fouls that he picked up in the first half, and it'll be Thompson and Johnson. Wide open down low. Oh, Butler never turned to look at the basket. He gave it off to Garnett instead, who shot a much more difficult shot in traffic. Missed it, and Barrett got the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Boy, if Aslan had just turned and looked at the basket, he was wide open. Now Alleman's first offensive possession of the second half. Leading by three, trying to add to an 8-0 run to end the first half. Hoogerwerf, left side over to Barrett. Now top of the circle, Morrissey gets it back into Hoogerwerf's hands. He'll skip a top to Tyler Yoakum. Ross fought through a screen, so Yoakum never got off the three-point shot. Now left side, it goes to Kelly on the baseline. A little bit short. Nice job by Ross to get a hand in there and take the rebound away from Yoakum, who was trying to get the offensive board. They'll walk it into the front court. Now right side on the baseline, or on the sideline it goes. Defensive pressure by Alleman, knocking out of bounds. Back to Galesburg. Setting the rest of the lineup, in addition to Johnson and Thompson, who start the second half, it's Garnett, Butler, and Ross. So Cheeseman picked up two fouls in the first half. He also sits to start the third quarter. In the right corner, pass back out to Johnson in front of us on the sideline. Ross drives over to Chad, thought about the three. Now he'll back it back up. Looking to Garnett to keep the pass on the outside to Ross. Skips it right side into the corner to Kendall Thompson. He's covered up, gets it away to Chad Johnson. Briefly lost the dribble, hangs on to it. Thompson dribbling around to the outside, gets it over to Ross. Here's Johnson, open for three, switched it. Finally, the Streaks snap the run. Been a long time since the Streaks put some points on the board. Chad Johnson ties it up at 20 with his first basket of the game.
Yeah, Johnson fading to his left when he shot that ball, and when it first left his hands, I didn't think it was going to happen.
I didn't either.
Actually kind of tailed a little bit into the basket.
On the outside, Morrissey, left side, wide open three for Barrett, who knocks it down. So they answer a three with a three of their own, and they're back up by three. 23-20, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Right side into the corner. Driving baseline, bounce pass along the baseline, out of bounds, last touch by Galesburg. First turnover of the third quarter.
Well, Steve Cheeseman's saying we're probably going to need to attack that a little bit harder north-south, but I can't say I've really seen that in the first three possessions.
Bringing it across midcourt, Hookerworth. And a hand check foul called on Kendall Thompson will be his second foul. Right out at half court where everybody could see it, right in front of us from our good position here along, right along midcourt. And the Silver Streaks with their first foul of the second half. Holloman never did put the Streaks in the bonus in the first half. Fake right, driving left. Hookerworth pulls up, banks it in. He hasn't missed a shot yet. He has 9 points now, and it's a 5-point Holloman lead, their biggest of the game. Thompson across midcourt. He'll play the point. Right side pass. Johnson into the corner. Lamont Ross, double team, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ross, and the Streaks turn it over in the same spot again. Their 12th turnover of the game. Drew Nall will come in for Galesburg.
Well, you know, unlike last season when we had three guards in Brandon Thompson, Ryan McElmurray, and Dalton Davis, all who had the confidence to dribble around a man and penetrate, none of our guards have that confidence. I think they're just afraid it's going to get stolen, or they're not able to do it with their heads up, and it just really hurts us when they get against a zone like this.
Yoakum drives, shoots over Garnett. That tip won't go either after the miss, and Aslan Butler rebounds the second miss by Alleman. Into the front court, Thompson around to Manna. Teardrop in the lane, but it won't go down, and it's knocked out of bounds off Austin Garnett. Back to Alleman.
Well, this Alleman student body, it's frustrating because they're just to our right standing up. It's hard to see that corner, but it's cool to see the support they give their team, too.
Sure
they,
is.
They stand the whole game, and there's a lot of them here.
On the left side, outside, John Barrett. Top of the circle, knocked out of Kelly's hands. Aslan Butler picks it up, tries to rip it away, and a jump ball called as Kelly tied him right back up, and the alternating arrow favors Alleman. Pioneers will hang on to it, leading by five. Just under 5 minutes to go, third quarter.
Well, Kelly got away with being a bully that time because
yeah.
Aslan had the ball and Kelly just banged him, and that was a tough no call.
Lob on the inlet, and Austin Garnett, all he can do is foul Mitchell Morrissey. Lob from the sideline to the back door, cutting in from the left side, Morrissey. And the Streaks realized it too late. Austin Garnett with his first foul, and Morrissey will go to the line shooting two. Identical 13-8 quarter scores at Rock Island, and the Rocks now lead Quincy 26-16. At the half.
Isn't that something? You know, that Rock Island, so shorthanded except for the big man in the middle this year.
McCauley. First free throw by Morrissey is good. Alleman continues to build the lead, leading by six now.
Quincy with pretty experienced bunch coming back. And I don't know, they're a second half team. Maybe they'll come on strong like they did up here at Alleman last week.
Or at home against Peoria Central.
Yeah, yeah.
We were chuckling about the stories going on in that game.
Yeah.
All right, Alleman now leads by seven with two Morrissey free throws, which means they have outscored the Silver Streaks 15-3. Turnaround jumper, Butler helps negate that a little bit with a baby hook from the baseline.
Yeah, Quincy and Enigma, they lost to Monmouth Roseville, a good team but a smaller school, and then they beat Peoria Central.
Difference between a visiting court and a home court, though, right? It's a high jumper, high post jumper by Barrett. He has five in the quarter in for the game. Streaks left him wide open, and Pioneers lead again by seven. 29-22, approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. Thompson down below us, penetrates some defenders, finds an opening down
that
the left
away,
side,
Kendall.
Tucks it up in, and draws a foul.
That's what we like to see.
Aggressive and quickness, too, by Kendall. He saw the opportunity, and he was able to get there before anybody for Alleman could cut him off. A foul against John Barrett, just his first, and only the first team foul on Alleman here in the second half. Chance for Thompson to get a traditional three-point play here.
Alleman's still probably having nightmares about what Kendall's brother, Brandon, did against them last year here. 31 points, and just pretty well took the game over by himself in the fourth quarter of that one.
What do you have, 13 points in a row at one point?
I think so.
Like the last 17 of the last 19 points in the fourth quarter, something like that. Yoakum drives, pulls up, and shoots over Aslan Butler. Good recognition by Yoakum. Instead of penetrating in all the way, he got the pull-up jumper, and Pioneers back up by seven. Nall, quick pass, too hard, through Aslan Butler's hands, turnover back to the Pioneers. Yoakum, driving past Grant Gibson, through the lane, and pulls it back out to the outside. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Right side on the outside, Barrett into the lane. Morrissey briefly has the ball knocked out of his hands. He's taking it right at Grant Gibson, gets it back out to Barrett, who hits another three. 10-point Alleman lead now, 34-24. Barrett has 8 in the quarter. 8 of Alleman's 14 in a timeout called by Galesburg.
Alleman warming up 5 of 7, including 2 three-pointers on their home court to break open a 10-point lead.
Full timeout, 3:16 to go, third quarter. Galesburg down 10 now. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
President Barack Obama gives his annual State of the Union message to Congress Tuesday night. Listen for live coverage Tuesday night beginning at 8 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
3:16 to go in the third quarter. Silver Streaks now trail the Alleman Pioneers 34-24. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from Don Morris Gym. Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer. Alleman Pioneers have gone on a real run here since the Silver Streaks led 17-12. They have now been outscored 22-7. Galesburg with the ball coming out of the timeout. Inlet pass to Aslan Butler. The double team works his way right, and a good one-hander up and in off the glass.
Needed that basket in the worst way. Alleman playing so well, threatening to blow us out here.
UT's rallied back against Moline, outscored them 12-5 in the second quarter, and the Pioneers, or rather the Panthers, now lead the Maroons by one at halftime, 16-15. Barrett on the outside, back over to Pat Ewald, who's checked in at the timeout break. Right side it goes to Hoogerwerf, right in front of the Alleman bench, outside to Yoko. Just inside the volleyball line, trying to cross over Lamont Ross, pulls up just inside the free throw line, missed it, gets it back, puts it back up, and a foul called. And I think they're going to get Grant Gibson on the reach there. Well, after the Streaks did not block out Yoakum driving down the lane. He got his own miss back. And the fourth foul of the game on Grant Gibson puts Yoakum at the line shooting two.
Gibson in the wrong place at the wrong time. I think Yoakum actually lost the handle on the ball going up that time. They just called a foul on Grant because he was standing next to him.
It's kind of what I thought too. Yoakum again misses a free throw. He's only 2 for 5 from the free throw line of the game now. Comes in averaging just under 70%. On the season. Third team foul on the Silver Streaks in the second half. 2:32 to go, third quarter. Yoakum missed the second one as well. And the rebound pops out to Austin Garnett, who has 4 boards for the game. Galesburg down 8, trying to crawl back into this one. Nall on the right side. Now the pass goes into the corner. Drew gets it back. Gets it over to Ross on the left side. Nall swings it right side over to Kendall Thompson. Draws a double team, dribbles away from it. Left corner it goes to Lamont Ross. Skip pass right side over to Thompson. Good no-look pass into Aslan Butler off his hands. Saves it on the baseline. A battle for it. Knocked out of bounds by Alleman. Streaks will inbound it from the baseline. Looks like Nall will come over to pull the trigger. 2:05 to go third quarter. 34-26 Alleman by 8. Silver Streaks led by 5, as many as 5 in the first half. Alleman had a 3-point halftime lead. They built it up to 10. And now an illegal screen set by Austin That's Garnett.
Tough. That's tough because it looked to me like he was just standing there and John Barrett came over with really kind of a high forearm and hit Austin trying to get through the screen. And Mike Reynolds saying the same thing over there. That was a
and
tough
it happened
call.
Right in front of Mike, yeah, so he's really frustrated.
That was a real tough call.
He got as good a look at that as anybody. Now Barrett trying to lean in on Drew Nall. He'll get it back outside to Adam Hoogerwerf and a foul.
Makeup call.
Yep. Illegal screen set called against Alleman, and we're going to walk it back the other direction now. They're going to call that one on John Barrett. That's his second foul.
Barrett was the one that threw the high arm on the other one on the other, and that was clearly a makeup call.
First Alleman turnover of the second half, 8 for the game, 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Kendall Thompson, Lamont Ross. Looking on the inside, now he starts to dribble at the volleyball corner. Now into the goes to Aslan Butler. Into the right corner, Nall will dribble it back out. Top of the circle, Austin Garnett. Driving in, Thompson cut off, gets it back to Austin. Juggles it off his shoulder, gets it to Aslan. Into the lane, hesitation. through the lane over to Drew. Now back out to Aslan. Squares up for three. Steps inside the arc. Shuffles it off to Austin Garnett. Dribbles it off his foot. Turnover to Alleman. Barrett out to Yoakum. Wide open three. Good.
We overpassed and overpassed and overpassed. Finally turned it over, and then Yoakum hits a three. What a frustrating series.
11-point lead for the Pioneers. Their biggest of the game now. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Lamont Ross works his way right into a double team, dribbles it back out. Kendall Thompson and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. 30-second timeout. Again, I want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation. Anytime we travel on the road, tonight it's a Nissan Murano. Jim, you had the privilege of driving it up, and a privilege it was.
Yeah, it's a tank in that respect. You feel very safe in these. They've got the wide wheelbase. I've driven one before in snow coming back a few years ago from the Iowa-Illinois shootout, fell in love with it. And so I was tickled when we got there, and Jeff had one of those for us to bring up here tonight. It is a wonderful vehicle. In conditions like this especially, you wouldn't even hardly know there was snow or problems on the road. So a hearty thanks for the 2007 Sharp Silver Nissan Murano. Nice wide cloth interior, black look. Stop by, take a look at it. Drive it out there on the snow. You'll never want to take it back at Galesburg Nissan.
Streaks shot into the lane, a pass into the lane. Aslan didn't know it was coming. Now a blocking foul called on the Silver Streaks after Yoakum came away with a steal. And a little hip check on Ryan Carl. It's kind of like Yoakum actually initiated the contact. He saw Ryan Carl running up court. I don't think Carl really had any idea that Yoakum was coming up behind him. So Yoakum wisely initiated contact and drew the foul.
Streaks picked up the turnover parade where they left off in the second quarter with nine. They've got five here in the third quarter.
Oh, I've got him for six, actually. Okay. 16 for the game. It's better than 41, but it's not helping here tonight.
But the girls overcame their 41-1. I'm not sure we're going to be able to overcome ours here unless something changes.
Galesburg down 11 with 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. Between the circles, Adam Hoogerwood. Into the midcourt, Yoakum. Down to 7 seconds to go. He's going to drive on Carson Cheeseman. Hesitation down the right side, up and in. Executed it perfectly, and it's a 13-point Alleman lead at the end of three. They outscored the Streaks 19-9 in the third quarter. Fourth quarter action from Don Morris, Jim, coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a great time to update your kitchen now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale. Save big on qualifying Energy Star appliances over $397, all 15% off. Plus, all other major appliances over $397 are 10% off. A 26-cubic-foot side-by-side refrigerator from Frigidaire in white or black is only $849. Save big on great appliances now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock, with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Who doesn't like cash? Win up to $500 by wearing the new orange WGIL button. Pick one up today at a participating sponsor. Details at WGIL.com.
Streaks have a lot of work to do. An offensively challenged team now needs to rally from a 13-point deficit here in the fourth quarter, trailing 39-26 to the Alleman Pioneers. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. Tom Meredith, our broadcast engineer. Quick-moving game,
yeah,
but it's not favored the Silver Streaks. Knoll will shoot the three and hit to start the fourth quarter.
That keeps us in it there by Knoll, and the Streaks have to find a way to slow down Yoakum. It's easier said than done. He's got a lot of moves, as he showed us there at the end of the third quarter. Made it look easy in the closing seconds to get a couple of points.
He's got 18 of their 39 points. It's a 10-point Alleman lead. Streaks got a hand on that pass, but it deflected right to Ewald for the Pioneers. Hoogerwerf, Yoakum, Trevon Diggins has checked into the game as he's going to guard Yoakum. Yoakum's just got a hand on Trevon's jerseys. He's just kind of pushing him away. Alleman with a miss, an offensive rebound, another hand on the ball. Ryan Carl gets knocked to the floor, scrambling for it. And we've got a foul called against Aslan Butler, going for a loose ball rebound. And the crowd to our left stood up immediately and pointed as Aslan dove for the ball and got foul called for the push from the backside.
Pioneers got three chances.
I was just going to say, three shots at it.
Two offensive rebounds and actually a third now that they're getting the ball back out of bounds again. So they're Even when they're missing shots, they're crashing the boards. Playing with a lot of confidence tonight.
They are.
I don't want to get too far behind them here because they'll put it in the deep freeze and make us chase them around and foul them here after a few minutes. So we need to close this gap here pretty quickly.
16 fouls already on Galesbury. They get another hand on a pass, but another save by Pat Ewald to the outside. Pat Rangel, head coach of the Pioneers, calls a 30-second timeout. I can't blame him for not liking what he was seeing in the offensive possession there.
Yeah, they looked a little disorganized and a good timeout, I think. Even up 10 points before you let things fall apart on that possession to talk it over in the huddle and see if you can't get back in the flow. It's one thing, it'd be tough for Alleman to not have Yoakum on the court for very long. We mentioned at the outset, he's no longer the point guard many times. He comes off the off guard, but still a great majority of the time they're in the half court. Once he comes out and touches the ball, then he'll bring it out high and still run the show. So make no mistake, he's not just your usual off guard. He's a guy that still likes to take control when things get tight.
Coming out of the Alleman 30-second timeout, Yoakum will inbound it just to our left down below us here at our midcourt perch opposite the scoring table. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Yoakum loses the defenders out high, tries a hesitation dribble. He runs right into Butler and Diggins, gets called for the travel. That's only the second Alleman turnover of the entire second half, and one of those was a makeup call on a foul. So the streaks down 10 get it back here. They've held defensively on two Alleman possessions. Down by 13 at the quarter, trying to get back into it. Ross in the midcourt circle, looks over the half court. Now backs up, swings it left over to Diggins. Now Lamont skips it back over to Trevon. Bounce pass into the corner. Nall with a three. That's a little bit short. Good rebound by Aslan. Lost the handle on it. Saves it to Grant Gibson. Gets a basket and a foul. And Aslan kept that one alive underneath the basket.
Yeah, and good work by Aslan because I thought that Morrissey actually went over his back there and there was a no call as the ball hit the floor and then Gibson ended up with it and the chance for the three-point play.
First foul of the game on Hoogerwerf. Grant Gibson can't get the roll on the basket and the rebound to Mamadou Barry. Silver Streak still not making free throws. 0-for-3 from the free throw line in the game. That was just Gibson's fourth point. Down low, Yoakum draws a foul going up for the shot. That'll be number one on the game on Trevon Diggins.
And Yoakum had really no fantasy about making that shot. He just knew he was going to get pounded going up. Went up there and got his right shoulder. He's not a real big kid at all. His arms are fairly thin, but he's just quick and very confident. And so he knew he was going to get banged and took it in there hard and got to the free throw line.
It's a chance at a free throw where he's not been very good tonight statistically, just 2 of 6, but he makes the first one there. Alleman's first points of the fourth quarter, they lead by 9.
Missed that one.
Second miss, Grant Gibson with a rebound. Remember, Grant playing with 4 fouls, so he'll be as active as he can. Streaks need him down the stretch, trailing by 9 with 6 minutes to go in the game. Still lots of time. Here's Gibson in the lane, draws the double team, skips it right side onto the wing, and Nall hits another 3, and the Streaks keep the full court press on, now trailing by 6, and they go for a steal and a foul called on Trevon. He and Nall tie up Adam Hoogerwerf, but a foul called on the reach, and that'll be 2 quick ones on Trevon.
I think it's feeling we're in for a long fourth quarter here. Silver Streak's going to keep the pressure on after every make, full court, and probably do like they did right there, commit quite a few fouls in this one. Alleman's going to have to shoot free throws probably to hold on to their lead. They may not get a whole lot of field goal attempts if we're grabbing and poking all the way up the court.
Hoogerwerf not the guy to send to the line as he made 3 of 3, and then he misses that one, and the rebound deflects out to Drew Nall. Streaks down 6 with a chance to crawl a little closer. Still a lot of time to go. Streaks have already scored 8 points in this third quarter. Now they turn it over. Bad pass on the inside intended for Aslan Butler, and they throw it away. Streak short, 4 in the second, 9 in the third. They already have 8 here in the fourth, but still trail by 6, 5.5 to go. Yoakum drives, draws a double team. Aslan gets a hand on the ball, knocks it out of bounds. Alleman keeps it.
Well, and for as good as Yoakum is, there's a case where he just tries to do too much, and he was over there all by himself trying to dribble out of traffic and nearly had a turnover there. Alleman fortunate to get that one back.
On the inbounds, Yoakum. Again, the Streaks nearly lose Hoogerwerf. Drew Nall got a hand on it. Then he blocks Hoogerwerf from the backside. Out of bounds, last touch by Nall.
Good recovery by Drew there. Yeah, because that could have been a layup, and he last second found his man and then able to get up there and He leaps pretty well, Drew does. He got that block.
On the inbounds to Mamadou Barry on the left side, and Nall picks him up defensively. Pass out high to Barrett for three. He missed that one badly to the left, and the Streaks get it back. That's only Barrett's second miss of the second half, and now the Streaks get it back, trailing by six.
Now, Barrett kind of rushed that one. We had some pressure on him. Our defense has gotten better. Alleman out of their flow now. They're 0-5 from the field here to start the fourth quarter. Streaks can cut into that six-point lead.
And the Streaks have shot well here in the second half, if they can just avoid turning the ball over. Ross picks up his dribble, gets it left over to Diggins. Near the Galesburg bench, back out high to Ross. And a whistle away from the ball.
Barry with the foul.
Looks like it. That's his third of the game. Only the fourth team foul on the Pioneers with 4:56 to go in the game. Streaks trailing 40-34, but trying to rally back here. Trailing by 13 to start the quarter. Inbound, bad idea to Trevon Diggins as he was cutting through the lane. Looks like Ross shoveled it underneath, and Diggins' momentum took him into the pass, and he knocked it out of bounds.
And again, we get no shot. Turnover number 18, last two trips down. Nothing to show for it.
Streaks keep the press on. This is Barrett with it, driving up court across the midcourt line. Gets it right back through the lane, and a timeout called by Patrick Rangel. Head coach of the Pioneers calls a full timeout. 4:44 to go in the game. It's 40-34. Alleman, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Ashley Blake with WGIL, reminding you the Avon Fire Department will have their annual soup supper on Saturday, January 21st from 4 until 8 at the fire station. The cost is $6 for adults, and kids 12 and under eat free. Check the calendar at WGIL.com for more info.
Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
This is Brian Barnhart. Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Wisconsin. Coverage begins Sunday afternoon at 12:30 on WGIL.
4:44 to go in the game here at Don Morris Gym. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks boys trail the Pioneers 40-34, coming out of an Alleman timeout. Update from Rock Island. The Rocks lead Quincy 30-14. And at halftime, Monmouth throws real over Sherrard, 28-24. Last check, still no change in the Moline game. Still last update there was at halftime with the Maroons trailing the UT Panthers 16-15. On the right side, Hoogerwerf cut off by Nall, brings it back out to Mitchell Morrissey. Hoogerwerf, inlet pass, skip it back out to Morrissey, hands off to Yoakum, working against Diggins. Yoakum backs up, working his way to the midcourt circle. Alleman wants to run some clock here. They've successfully run some backdoor plays. Let's see if they try to find another one here. Leading by six. Nall goes for a steal. But Hoogerwerf has it. Now draws a double team. Needs help. Gets it away to Barrett, who comes out high to help out. And they'll run some more clock now with Hoogerwerf with it in the midcourt circle. Barrett trying to get away from a double team up the sideline. He did step on the sideline. Good backside pressure from Grant Gibson forced Barrett to move the other direction. I don't think he had any idea how close he was to the sideline as he stepped on it. Alleman turns it over for the 10th time.
Pioneers were playing a little catch out high, weren't involving Yoakum at all. Looked like he was going to spin off of Diggins and try and get a backdoor cut just as the turnover came.
Three by Nall is a little bit long. Diggins goes up high for the rebound and the putback. Boy, Trevon skied for that one. Pulls Galesburg within four now at 40-36. Yoakum trying to isolate on Gibson. Pulls it back out after he's cut off down the right side of the lane. Streaks have outscored the Pioneers 14-1 here in this fourth quarter. I'm sorry, 10-1. They trailed by 13, they now trail by 9. Kelly bullying his way into the lane. He rebounds his own miss. Puts it back up and in, and a foul.
Boy, that foul I thought was on the floor, but they're going to give him the basket. And Utah, you said bulls his way in. You weren't kidding. That's exactly what this young man does. He's big and strong. Nothing finesse about him. He just crashes in there, and he was a man among boys that time.
First foul of the game on Drew Nall. Chance at a three-point play. Eyes the free throw and knocks it down. Alleman has shot free throws very well in this game. First 3 points of the game for Alex Kelly. How many and ones have we given them tonight? That's four that I can think of. And they've taken advantage of almost all of them. at the free throw line. Gibson to answer. Missed it. Rebound by Butler, and he's fouled on the putback. That'll be number three of the game on John Barrett, and the 15th foul on Alleman. Butler will have to earn it at the free throw line. Good look at it by Grant Gibson at the free throw line.
Yeah.
It backed off him, and he put up a pretty good looking shot. Streaks down by seven here, needs some free throws by Aslan. Galesburg still looking for its first made free throw of the night. 0 for 3. And there's 0 for 4.
Well, and Alleman's not been any bargain at the line either tonight. Rims are a little tight. Or the shooters are.
At least mostly Yoakum. Everybody else has been successful at the free throw line for them. Butler makes the second free throw. Only his third point of the second half and the eighth of the game for Aslan. Galesburg down 6. 43-37. Pioneers break the full court press. Now Alleman pulls it back out with under 3 minutes to go. Between the circles, Hoogerwerf trying to get away from the double team. They go for the steal. Now the ball knocked away from behind by Morrissey. Diggins leads the break after the turnover to Lamont Ross. Up and in. Streaks within 4. 43-39. Only the 11th Alleman turnover. And only the fourth point of the game for Ross. Yoakum down the right side of the lane and the foul on the floor this time. But it's a 10th team foul on Galesburg. Yoakum will have to earn it from the line.
I had a feeling Yoakum was going to try and make something happen there. His offense got pretty stagnant, and a pure scorer like him is going to usually try and take it upon himself to break the ice.
That's a fifth foul of the game on Grant Gibson. He'll check out as he fouls out with 4 points and 2 rebounds. Coach Mike Reynolds takes some time. He'll send Kendall Thompson back into the game. With 2:27 to go, Gibson fouls out. 43-39 is the Alleman lead. Tyler Yoakum at the free throw line has been there two other times in this quarter. 1 for 2 in the quarter, 3 for 8 for the game, and now 3 for 9.
That's something.
As that one was off the back of the rim. Yoakum came into the game at just under 70% leading scorer for this team, obviously, second leading scorer in the conference, and he can't get the roll on the second one. Rebound batted around into the hands of Lamont Ross.
Shooting on his home court, he can't get a free throw.
3 for 10 from the free throw line now, and he's got 19 points and a three at the other end. Puts the Silver Streaks within 1 at 43-42. A quick three-point attempt. They knock it down, and Galesburg calls timeout with 2:16 to go.
Drew Nall getting a lot of low fives from teammates after he hit that one. I think that's his third of the game.
Third in the quarter and third of the game. He's got 9.
Hard to believe, but we're back within a point in this thing when it looked like Oliver was going to blow us out in a 13-point difference going into this quarter.
After the Silver Streaks got outscored at one point, they led 17-12. Then Alleman went on a big run and outscored the Silver Streaks. Let's see. They outscored him 17-5. To build a 7-point half to, third quarter lead. They eventually got the lead up to 13 by the end of the third. In this fourth quarter, Galesburg has outscored the Pioneers 16-4.
Wow. 6 of 9 shooting in the fourth quarter for Galesburg, including 3 threes. Alleman just 1 of 7, I'm showing so far in this period. And the Pioneers having trouble finishing. Last week they were ahead of Quincy and then got blown out down the stretch. Tonight, Galesburg trying to give the Alleman fans a long face lead in this place with 2:16 to go. Alleman's lead down to 1.
After Moline outscored United Township 10-4 in the first quarter, Maroons have been held to 9 points in the next two quarters and trail United Township 30-19. Alleman breaks the full court press, but the Silver Street 5 to go in the game. It's a 1-point Alleman lead. Alleman took their first lead of the game at halftime, 20-17. They've led the entire second half. Silver Streaks trying to force a turnover here. Yoakum to the free throw line. Into the corner, Barrett for 3. In and out. Rebound to Aslan Butler. And the Silver Streaks can retake the lead here with under 2 minutes to go in the game. Barrett got a good look at it. Butler at the free throw line. Dishes it back out to Ross. Right corner it goes to Nall. Now at the free throw line. Butler. Skip it back out. Boy, no offensive movement for the Streaks here in this half-court set. Thompson cut off on the baseline and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks as I think Coach Mike Reynolds saw the same thing we saw here from the sideline. Still 2 timeouts to use for the Silver Streaks with 1:28 to go in the game. Galesburg trying to retake the lead for the first time since they were up 17-16 late in the second quarter.
Yeah, Kendall Thompson, to his credit, was trying to make a little something happen in an otherwise stagnant offensive set that time. But once he went down toward the baseline, had to pick up his dribble, got double-teamed in a hurry. Kendall's not that big. He was trying to look out over the top of two defenders collapsing on him. Didn't seem like anybody was in a hurry to come help him out, except for head coach Mike Reynolds, who bailed him out with the timeout. Good call by the coach right on the Galesburg sideline to save the possession.
Quincy outscores Rock Island 11-6 in the third quarter. Rock still lead 36-27 in that game, heading into the fourth. 10 team fouls for the Silver Streaks. Grant Gibson is fouled out. 5 team fouls on Alleman. Lamont Ross to pull the trigger from the baseline into the corner to Drew Null. They'll cover him up quickly, and they push him out along the sideline, and they're going to say Drew stepped on the sideline for the turnover. Again, right in front of Mike Reynolds, who's barking at the official saying, my guy doesn't stand on the sideline if he's not pushed there.
Yeah,
and instead of a foul, they're going to get a turnover on the Silver Streaks. They're 19th of the game.
I thought clearly they were going to call Yoakum for riding him there. There's been a number of tough ones here tonight.
Full court pressure by the Silver Streaks, who still trail by one. On the inbounds, it goes to Morrison. Barrett still in the backcourt with Hoogerwerth, where Kendall Thompson picks him up. Now across midcourt with a minute 15 to go. Hoogerwerth in the midcourt circle with the dribble. Cut off in front of the Alleman bench, brings it back out, dishes off to Morrissey. And a reach-in foul called on Drew Null. They stop the clock. This will send Morrissey to the line. Statistically, that's a good idea. He came into the game at 45%, but he's made all four of his free throw attempts tonight for his only 4 points.
Yeah, oddly enough, tonight probably the guy we want to foul is Yoakum.
That's the way things are going.
I wouldn't normally say that, but at 3 of 10 from the line.
First one up by Morrissey and in. He's going to be at 50% by the time the night's over at this rate. 44-42, Alleman back up by two. Austin Garnett into the game. Trevon Diggins sits down. Garnett, Ross, Butler, Thompson, Null for the Silver Streaks. Morrissey makes them both. He's perfect from the line tonight. Less than 50% on the season. Streaks down three, pass through Thompson's hands, but he saves it on the sideline. Over to Null for three. Long. And the rebound on the weak side to Hoogerwerth, who's triple teamed. And a timeout called by Pat Rangel, as the Streaks wanted a 5-second call. But with 50.9 seconds to go in the game, Coach Rangel bails out his player Hoogerwerth onto the baseline. And the Pioneers looking in better shape here now with 50.9 seconds to go in the game. Streaks have put Alleman in the double bonus, but they'll still have to get it inbound. Streaks are going to keep the full court pressure on going for the steal.
Galesburg are anxious to try and get the ball into the hands of the hot shooter that time, and Null had to rush that shot a little bit. I think Alleman was looking for it. Drew really didn't get a good look. He was way out. A little too much adrenaline, shot it too hard.
That's what I was thinking too. He was pumped up to knock that one down. He's on the bench right now getting a breather, a defensive or offensive substitution with Carson Cheeseman back into the game. From the baseline, Barrett gets it into Yoakum, guarded by Diggins. Falls down on the sideline, ball knocked loose. Streaks wanted a travel call, but Alleman still with it in the backcourt. Now into the front court with Hoogerwerth. Gets it over to Morrissey, down to 40 seconds to go. And a reach-in foul called on Thompson against Morrissey on the outside. Third foul of the game on Thompson. Two more free throws coming for Morrissey.
It's interesting. Sometimes I think there are certain officials, they look at game situations and anticipate fouls that aren't there. And I think that was the case there. Kendall might have got him a little on the arm, but that certainly isn't a call you make earlier in the ball game. And now here's our nemesis at the line again.
Morrissey's first one up, and finally a miss. Alleman leads by three, 45-42, 38.4 seconds to go in the game. Null and Garnett back into the game. Diggins and Cheeseman sit down. Second one by Morrissey. Good. 7 for 8 from the free throw line. A two-possession game now at 46-42. Thompson, inlet pass to Butler. Covered up there. Now into the left corner. Austin Garnett tries to lob it in to nobody, and Hoogerwerth picks it off. 20th turnover for the Silver Streaks, and now Thompson with a foul on Hoogerwerth in the backcourt. You know, that's his fourth, and it stops the clock with 23.2 seconds to go.
That one might have done it, and appropriately it'll be a turnover that seals our fate. Our 20th of the night. with 23 seconds left. Still just a four-point game. It's possible, but increasingly unlikely that we're going to come back and win this one.
Austin Garnett immediately went to the bench when the clock stopped and just buried his head underneath his hands, and he's leaned down into his lap. He was really upset at that bad pass. He was trying to get it to Kendall Thompson on the inside, but he overthrew everybody in between a couple of silver streaks, and it went right to Hoogerwerf, who makes the first free throw. He's 4 for 5 from the line tonight. He's in double figures with 10 now. And Alleman leads by 5, 47-42. Streaks down 13 of the fourth quarter, cut it to within 1 at 43-42. Alleman has scored the next 4, trying to make it 5 in a row. It's a two-possession game with 23 seconds to play. Second one by Hoogerwerf is good as well. 48-42 Pioneers. Streaks need a quick basket. And Ross gets fouled on the outside, but it's only the 16th foul on Alleman, so the Streaks forced to waste a little time there. Hoogerwerf with his second foul. Now Galesburg has to inbound it with 19 seconds to go. A wise foul by Hoogerwerf. Ross to pull the trigger on the inbound to Kendall Thompson. He'll shoot a long three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound out to Lamont Ross, who shoots from the corner. That one's off the rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Alleman. Galesburg with another crack at it, but down to 10 seconds to go. On the inbound, Ross into the corner. Another three on the way. That one was an air ball. And the weak side rebound to Barrett. And the Streaks aren't even going to foul now, as they're going to let the clock run out here. Second conference win of the season on an emotional night for the Alleman Pioneers as they recognize Justin Wright, a freshman here at Alleman High School battling cancer. I should say Jordan Schmidt battling cancer. It's Jordan Schmidt night. He's the honorary captain, and they win it for him. Streaks with a tremendous rally in the fourth quarter, but they never could get the lead, and they end up falling by a final of 48-42. And now the Alleman faithful chanting, "We love Jordan." So again, an emotional night, and our post-game show is coming up from Don Morris Gym next on WGIL and WGIL.com.